This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And today, the Stiefel Sports Studio comes to you from Jupiter, Florida, across the street from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Let's go to the ballpark now. We're joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, as the Cardinals take on the Marlins this afternoon. Good morning, Mo, and good afternoon here in Florida.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks again for the accommodations, as always. You provide us with a great workspace, and it's been a good ride down here, so we appreciate it.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yep, absolutely. You have a busy week here coming. Opening day is March 27th. 1 week from today, you will break camp and get ready to head north. Just your overall thoughts on where you are right now. I can tell you, for me, calling the game yesterday was a lot of fun. Offense is fun. The Cardinals put 9 on the board and beat the Blue Jays 9-5.
Yeah, that was nice to watch. With regard to what this week looks like, obviously there's going to be a lot of transition going on in the sense of trying to narrow down our roster and really positioning ourselves for the following week when we open in St. Louis. But in the meantime, we want to, you know, communicate with our players, let them know which direction they're heading, i.e. Memphis or St. Louis. We'll probably make final roster decisions some point next weekend. But in the meantime, we'll start to get people, for logistical purposes, understanding where they're headed. And so there'll be a lot of meetings, a lot of talking, and hopefully over the next 72 hours, a lot of clarity for some people.
Yeah, most recently, the more, I guess, a flurry of moves following Phil Maton. You know, Graceffo optioned, O'Brien moves to minor league camp. You had Munoz as well. A little more clarity, I would imagine, at bullpen after the Maton move?
Yeah, I think everybody can sort of like squint and see where this is headed. So, you know, there's still a few bubble questions or some uncertainty with what exactly we're going to look like, but we're going to allow, you know, this week to play out, and then we'll try to make those decisions by some point next weekend.
And when it comes to the rotation, are you still at the moment stretching out Matthew Liberatore? Would I be accurate to say that you still have 7 going for a 5-man rotation?
Yeah, that's right. He'll definitely get one more opportunity to stretch out. But clearly it's easier to take that step back and try to have someone that hasn't pitched more than an inning or two to try to get four or five out of. So trying to ramp these guys up, give us as much flexibility as possible, and you know, fingers crossed, these guys keep throwing the ball well.
McGreevy's had a good camp, gives up the home run to Juan Soto, and then really showed something, didn't he? How he was able to bear down and finish that Mets game strong.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great to see. Obviously, as you pointed out, gave up the solo shot to Soto, which was a very loud home run. he definitely didn't miss it. But yeah, McGreevy has had a really good camp, and it's great to watch.
And then, you know, we've talked bullpen starters, those competitions going on right now. But back to Maton, the point was made by Ollie, and I think you alluded to this as well. This is a move that appears to also be designed to take some pressure off of your young players as they develop. So Maton would handle high-leverage situations, whereas, let's say, a Roycroft, if he were to make the team, wouldn't have to do that right away. Would I be accurate in saying that?
Yes, but it's also equally about just, I've always like felt like when you have a strong bullpen, you have someone in there that can help younger guys understand, like, hey, sixth inning, if such and such gets on, you need to start thinking you might have to get up. So it's almost like having that like additional coach in the bullpen, but sometimes having it come from a player, players respond better. So it's just another voice to help these guys understand what daily preparation looks like, what in-game preparation looks like. And then ultimately, when you get that call, how quickly you prepare and how you then adjust into a game-like setting. So, you know, he checks a lot of boxes for us. He is a player or pitcher that I've had interest in over the last couple of years. So I was really glad that we were able to bring him on board, because I do think he'll be a benefit for us.
Phil Maton, kind enough to visit with all of us as well, and we had a chance to talk to him. I chatted with Jose Barrero yesterday before the game. Here I go, just like a lot of people, tantalized by his talent. I'm certain that's why he's here, is that you all wanted to see what you could tap into there. Barrero vying for a spot on your bench, Mo. What do you like about Jose Barrero?
Well, I think he gives you a lot of flexibility defensively. He looks very comfortable on any part of the infield. He looks comfortable anywhere in the outfield. He's an elite athlete. And, you know, I think from an offensive standpoint, we see signs of things that we're uber excited about. And then there's times where you see the swing and miss. And I think one of the reasons he hasn't had that you know, really sustained major league career is the really the swing and miss and the inconsistencies of the plate. And, you know, that's something that we are working on and trying to help him adjust to. Because if he does, I mean, he's a really, really useful player.
And then finally, you know, when it comes to roster decisions, I'm looking at center field. And obviously we see the numbers. I mean, Victor Scott's put up great numbers. Michael Ciani hasn't been able to match those offensive numbers. How much do numbers in spring training factor into a decision when it comes to something like that? Center field, Victor Scott II, Michael Ciani.
Well, I definitely think when you look at spring training performance, you tend to always remind yourself of not to put too much weight on what you see in camp. But it's hard to ignore when someone's having a really strong camp and you know, apparently in showing that he's making the adjustments that you want it to see happen. So as much as I'd like to say you're going to just totally discount spring training, it is a variable that you weigh in on. And again, we're going to use this remaining part of the week to see how everything shakes out, but there's no doubt he's had a really strong camp.
And then there's also something else at play too, which I understand, which, and this isn't just Ciani and Scott, but just overall, you've talked about towing the line here. You have a short-term goal to reach, which you want to be successful in 25. You have a long-term goal to reach, which is to continue the success of this organization for years to come under Heim Bloom and this front office. Can you go into a little bit, just take us behind the curtain a little bit as to how that collaboration continues to evolve between yourself, between Heim, Rob Serfolio, and crew?
Well, the reality is it's been our model for 30 years. You know, we've always tried to be as competitive as possible during the season, but also have one eye on the future. And so, you know, really it's my hope that, you know, the next leadership group kind of understands how we think about it and understands that our fan base, you know, wants to see a quality product. And, you know, we don't want to go down the path where we have to have 3 or 4 years of just a complete teardown and, you know, where baseball's not even that relevant and you try to rebuild yourself back up. I mean, this is a very, very competitive industry right now, and you have a lot of things that are changing that, you know, perhaps weren't part of the playbook 15 years ago that are different now in terms of who's spending, who's not. And so for the Cardinals to keep this relevancy in this league is something that we're definitely focused on trying to accomplish. And hopefully, even if this year goes well, we still are thinking about what 26, 27, and beyond will look like.
And, you know, relevancy in the league also means fans in seats too, right? I mean, doesn't that how much of that factors in wanting to make sure that you get people through the turnstiles this year, get your fan, you know, the fan base well? I mean, they understand what you're doing, but they also are a fan base that wants to win. They want to be entertained. You're in an interesting spot. I wouldn't say unique to other teams, but, you know, one that not everybody goes through.
Well, I certainly understand it. And, you know, that's that, you know, really tight line I'm trying to walk right now. And then hopefully we're able to accomplish that and allow for the product on the field to be something that our fan base truly appreciates. I mean, look, it's hard to keep everybody 100% happy in this business because, you know, a lot of times they feel we're just not doing enough or not being aggressive enough. And I certainly understand that, but it's a challenging business right now. And as the finances change and as we try to adjust into a new world on that, like hopefully we can figure out a path back to where we were and consistently competing for October and hopefully deep runs into the World Series.
Appreciate your time as always on the program, and thanks again for all that you do for us as a radio station here down in Jupiter, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, taking us into the organization's thinking here in spring training, some of the roster decisions that have come their way. And the Cardinals will be playing the Marlins today at 12:10. Sonny Gray is going to make the start. Cardinals will bat first, though, on KMOX as they are the road team today. When we come back, Bernie Miklas discusses the Cardinals, and I might ask him a little March Madness as well. It's sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio in Jupiter, Florida. Back in a moment.